Hello, I'm Lyle Perry calling today from Stockholm in Sweden. And we are going to be talking about artificial intelligence. It's something that actually has been with us for a very long time, if we think about it. Very early versions of computers, but even going further back, I guess even the typewriter is a form of artificial intelligence. We've had that for a while. But it seems that in these later years, that the boundary between artificial intelligence and human intelligence seems to be getting more and more blurred. So, maybe it's not so clear what is a human, what is a machine. Today we have the honor to be talking with Dr. Bisong Guo, who is in China. So welcome, Bisong. It's lovely to have you here and looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us.
Yeah, nice to be with you, Daryl, to talk that very hot topic about the artificial intelligence.
Great. But my first question to you, Bisong, is if we see our body as a biological machine, what is the difference between us then and a mechanical machine?
That's great questions. And also, because I'm a Chinese medicine doctors and dealing with our biophysical body with body, mind, and soul for my whole life. And then I won't be acting as expertise talking about the AI. That's a very as a specialized area. But I would like to mention about the highest Taoist wisdom to look into that issues and also to discuss that questions you were mentioned that. I want to mention that our human body is organic carbon based. The body what our system is very complete or complex because that is the specialized for design on the earth. So today I want to mention about that three concept. The one sense is boundary, and the first one is boundary. Second one is about the cross boundary. The third one is has our consciousness and understanding. Very important to understand why our human being is a biologic, like a computer, but not as a machine. So, to talking about the AI, I want to mention that. Since the AI, the idea introduced, but it's also become a large fashion nowadays, talking about technology and development, even including the Silicon Valley's, as like a cutting edge leading to the human, like talking technology development. So that's something human being wanting, but not necessarily needing, is wanting to imitating the God or divine to create artificial intelligence for human being, their own desire and then for their own laziness for certain purpose. But of course, there are some people feel like it is like to searching for unknown world and also for like create something new. But underneath, I want to address that issues is because if our human being want to imitating the God, because right, God, for us, okay, create sense. And also we have a divine nature within our human. That's for sure. So that's why we have you know, like wisdom, and then we have our free will to get things done much better than the other life form, as like trees, flowers, animals. Yeah, because we have a consciousness, and our consciousness can be transformed into the material, can be materialized into the formness which never have existing before. That's why because that's issues. All those questions is become a very much influence for the Earth's future. So that's why I want to mention, when we discuss artificial intelligence with the human, I want to mention the one thing people need clearly aware of the boundary.
Yeah.
For our human body, our cells have a boundary, right?
Yeah.
There's the different cells, you know, there's white blood cells and then red blood cells. They all have different functions. They all have their own kind of a form. Their own have their space. If our cells all are growing and then cross boundary, what they're called, that's called cancer. They're growing too much on the one sense. It's much more beyond the harmonious and the balance of the what origin died. So that's why our life existing, for example, cells need boundary. Our human body, you know, like in between the people, I have the boundary with your Lyle,
yeah.
So I cannot just merge in with you.
So we know who is who.
Yeah, there's no identity. And then including above the family. The family, you have a house, you have a boundary. Someone wants to come, need to say hello, and then pre-booking and then make an appointment, right? So, and also need to respect what's a family boundary, you know, including the company. Each company have their own goals, their own kind of a culture, and then the boundary. And then including the country and also the earth. So our Earth existing in the big family of the other galaxy and the other planet. So we are in the universe. So the Earth, and the Earth is very, very small planet. So, you know, compared with, you know, we are in the galaxy, and also there's many other kind of, you know, big planet or big galaxy, and then, you know, so us. So that's why, you know, comparing some the billion of planet. So Earth is very small, like a small sand. It's so small. But our human being in the Earth also is very small. But in this case, we need to know why the Earth is become Earth rather than, you know, some other planet, moon and the sun. Why we're not the sun? We are the Earth. So because we have their own character. So that's why from that we need to use our common sense to understand what is the Taoist original setting for the Earth. So that's why also we need a respect of this boundary. The Earth is different from the sun, from the moon, from other planets. From that, we understand the Earth is designed as a, you know, ecosystem. So that's why our flat body is kind of an ecosystem. And then it belongs to the ecosystem. So that's why the Earth have water, have oxygen, and have so much life form. So our physical body is based on the carbon-based life. We are based formulated by the water. So the water on the Earth is 75%.
Yeah.
Combined with the, you know, continent. And our body is almost above the 75-80% of the water. Exactly similar like the Earth organized. So that's why our human body it's a very kind of a short life that relying on the sun and the moon, because the sun and the moon and then the other settings is about the much more stable for the Earth's life to be in the Earth. What Earth, why design like that? So it's very good for human experience, our sensitive body and how to harmonious to link with the other element with the Earth. For example, how can we use the water? How can we deal in the water? So are we respect the water? And are we polluted to water? Or are we kind of respect the Earth? So then do we polluted the Earth, like ignorant? So, and also from the Earth, there's trees, there's animals, there's rock, there's the soil, and then there's flowers. And then, so there's so many things which is give us food, give our oxygen, because the trees, you know, release their the oxygen. They absorb the carbon. So that's why they expel the oxygen to absorb our waste. So that's why the Earth is co-create, co-living system. So that's why we cannot independent, human being cannot independent living on Earth, because we are connected and linked with all of different elements on the Earth. So that's why in the Earth's design is to let the human learn how to co-living, harmonious living with any other life form, including the rock and the soil and the sand. Because we're talking about, you know, there's a popular talking about, you know, nowadays we are going to evolve with silicon life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So from the carbon life form to the silicon life form. But actually, from the fundamentally silicon, like, you know, Silicon Valley, yeah, this kind of silicon, it's not metal. It's still, they are belong to the organic. So that's why the silicon cannot be independent life form. They as soon as they meet oxygen, and then they meet the water, so they become a silica.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like they don't like oxygen. They don't like water. As soon as they meet oxygen, and then they become a rock, become sand. So the, yes, in the Earth, there's a half silicon based life form, and they have some of their shells on the surface, but it's a silicon. They are very slow, but they cannot use to be their independent life form, because silicon, it can tolerate the very high temperature. And that's why we use that for making a machine, making us, right, you know, the mobile phone chips.
Yes.
So that in this case, we need to understand the Taoist design for our life is we need to learn how to respect. For human beings, how to respect the other life form. But for the machinery civilization, they have they're very strong. They can be very then attacked. So if we were talking about what kind of a film, like Matrix, the Matrix is like a human flash form and then linking with the machine and receive civilization. They start coming in from the, you know, digital whatever, and then they start a war. And also the Star Wars, lots of people also see that film. That's actually showing us beyond the Earth, there's a lot of other form of life on the different planet, because the other planet maybe have a different environment from the Earth. Earth is like a very soft, very beautiful. And then, you know, that's why we need to be aware, Avanta, the film, Avanta.
Yes.
Do I pronounce well? Yeah. So that really means the machinery civilization, civilization as they're based on the tree. They have the root in the soil, and the human totally consciousness connecting with the earth and with the trees for the life energy come. So the earth is very similar like this. So that's why our human life form and our flesh body, although are very weak, because our lifespan are very short compared with the machinery, right?
Yes.
But the strength for this is because our human being can learn very quick. So we have a much more possibility on the consciousness and on the emotion life to experience about the change and then development and the upgrade from our flesh body with the environment, because the environment gave our feedback. So that's the change very quick. It's much quicker than the silicon. The silicon, well, it could be billions of years. The Earth is like billions, millions of the years, and then us are the rock. And then a flash life comes in. But what we are, and you know, because we have lots of changes, and the life is much rich, much meaningful, and much changeable. So when the human being have a much more virtue, and our heart is more open, we're much more harmonious, and then reducing our desire. So that's why we our flesh body, and if it's through the practice, we can live in very long life. Yeah. And then we can, that is already proved by the Tibetan, you know, tantric practice, and now also that's proved by the Taoist practice. So because a human being, if they are harmonious with every life form, and then knowing how to keep in a yang balance, we can live in much longer, and it could be thousand years. It is possible, because that's in the recording of the ancient Chinese books. So if you are driven by the desire, like now, the AI, so we want to put our consciousness in the machine, so we have to develop a machine, we cause the loss of energy for the Earth. So we have to burn the loss of energy on the Earth. And then the ones for the long life, that is the nightmare, because this kind of the long life is caused by burned up to the Earth's balance. So that's why our Earth is ecosystem and an organic civilization experiment and then learning training course. And then, so that's why the Earth is the training class. So that training class is like a great to training the human. Why they have a short life? The short life, so it's almost about they use a computer. So you want to wipe up some of the you know, the memories, and then you can learn more. So that's why short is actually, is not necessarily something bad. It's good for learning. So that's why our human being, we have divine, like, you know, the free will, the divine, like the God. but also we can create and then we can learn. We need to, through their environment feedback and the social connecting feedback, so we learn how to co-create together and then to involve, and then we can make civilization is much better. Mm-hmm. Or could be worse. So that's why group, you know, the human group energy and the group, you know, collaboration become a huge difference. So which is also their experiment purpose. So it's like a group effective above their how to check the leadership, our human leadership, their decision that make people either followed or failed. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that is also the part of the Earth design. So that's why our human body, even they look fragile, even their flesh not as strong as machine, but they have a very strong inner power and inner energy, and like need human being to develop and then to discover that. Mm. So that's why the Buddhas and Taoists always said, you have a gold inside of your body, a crystal in the body is the light. Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. And then that's kind of energy. And then if you can use from your heart to resonate with the heaven and earth, because they will last much longer, and then you develop your divine nature. So that's why the long life will be thoroughly happened in the human body.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because your vibration with the, you know, cosmos. So that's why we always said our human body is a small cosmos. And then, you know, the cosmos with the outside also is like a big cosmos. So when we can understand that, so we are in the one. So that's why the longevity and then for long life, immortal, that's why we call it immortal, it can be fulfilled. So that's the reason we say that is not just the slogan or sign, because in ourselves, we have water, and then water can be like a steam, can be, you know, fluid, but also can be crystallized. So it, you know, in our body and in our food, for example, bamboo. Bamboo, when we were mentioned about bamboo, we're always thinking about the panda. Yeah. Panda eat bamboo. And then because the bamboo has that silicon inside.
Uh-huh.
Bamboo contains 1 to 5% of the silicon in the bamboo. So that's why panda eat bamboo, so they can strengthen their bone. So so that's why when panda dropped from their trees, sometimes they fall down to the ground. Why they don't get a bone fracture? Oh. They don't get fracture.
Yeah.
It's because they have a silicon inside body. They eat bamboo all the time.
Ah. Oh, I could do with some of that and me, my goodness.
So that's why our human being, why lots of vegetarian, the master, they eat vegetarian, but why their bones so strong? Because they're also, they can crystallize their cells into the crystal form as just like a silicon. Mm. So that's why in the breathing exercise, they connecting with nature, we can very well receive all the energy form to crystallize our physical flesh body. Okay. To become a very strong. So that's why you know, the meditation and the ancient, the Taoist, the cultivation, and then the Buddha's, you know, the cultivation, they insist that you need to practice all the time, practice a lot. It is because through that internal alchemy and the external alchemy, so through the, your readjusting your heart and then your breathing, your chi and the vibration and connecting with the energy from outside. So you can resonate with heaven and earth and the four seasons and the outside stable environment.
Yeah.
So our body even becomes
When I hear you saying that, Bisong, I just cannot imagine that we could create a machine that is capable of these things. You know, I mean, we already are that amazing machine, but to make it in a mechanical way, it seems very far away.
Yeah, you're right. So that's the whole difference is because I want to come to the point is because our human being, we have a very complex setting. But emotion, seven emotion, and our body, you know, essence and body flash material and the energy, invisible, invisible, and the soul. Our human being at the moment, just like child.
Yeah.
Our soul level. I'm talking about whether our soul is mature or not. Majority of But human soul is not mature. So when they're not mature, you know what they appeared is a very strong mind for try to find no unknown world. It's like you find the world is incredible kind of unknown world. I need to develop to change it to find. It's like a children trying to do many things because they need the experience to learn to feel body to sure your body as capable. So that's the typical children's mind.
Yeah.
So that's why the children also like to fight. So and then that's mine, that's yours, and then we're fighters. So who going to win? So if our human being and like you know teenage on the whole. Is not that old enough to understand we need to be harmonious, need to be respected the others. So therefore, artificial intelligence come in. So that become, if there's some very powerful fire, children try to create and then try to use it without virtue, without knowing what's the safety. And then you let them to touch, they may kill themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's one of the reasons why I mentioned that, you know, the human being want to imitate the God or the divine to create something just like children want to create the weapon. Which doesn't really know how powerful the weapon. So they want to try and then they maybe kill themselves and then kill the others.
Yes.
And until our human being is mature and older enough to learn. So that's why the earth is the training ground for a human being. Know what is the Taoist the setting. What is the boundary? And then the boundary about the earth with the other civilization. You know, that's why we need to keep an earth to learn how to open the heart, how to have our compassionness with each other. And then if we have artificial intelligence, and then we know how to use them in the correct way. But at the moment, our human being hasn't really got that state yet.
No.
I was
just thinking, Bisong, listening to you say that. If we look back to past civilizations too, I wonder if we've really learned from them. And thinking back to the time of Atlantis, where they had very, very highly developed artificial intelligence, but maybe didn't have the wisdom to deal with it. And we know what happened to Atlantis. I mean, that's, they blew themselves up. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, I hope we're not back in that same situation now, or if we are, that we can have the common sense to learn from our past and you know, open our heart, as you say, develop our wisdom to the point where we're not going to destroy ourselves as an entire civilization.
Yeah. You mentioned that's very, very important point, because if it's something very powerful, and then so the whole issue is like we crossed our boundary, because we are talking about the boundary. The boundary is like that's experiment when our human being have a free will, but also we have a self-checking the mechanism. So we need to learn how to get on with the other life form. We need to learn how nice the earth and give our life. But yes, because we're fragile, so that's why we can, you know, like a reincarnate in a many kind of life, many form, as like a like you know, they're to acting on the drama,
yeah,
on the different form. So we understand that the emotion, you know, like the queen emotion, the king emotion, and like a beggar, what's that like? So when we learn that so much, so we start kind of learn how to become humble, and also develop our, you know, the inner wisdom and the inner strength to be able to come out the limit. So that's why it's come to the second point I want to mention, and cross boundary. The cross boundary in the earth have a two kind of a phenomenon, as what I see. There's one phenomenon is about the high technology is like try to make a machine like human. So that's already cross the boundary, or use machine to make the baby, because we design to make baby like in a young man or the woman, right? Mm. But if we use machine to make baby, so that's why the take off, the learning curve of the human being, understand the life through the pain, and then we through the pain, and we're very cheerful, we are happy, and rather than you just want to everything's nice and there's no pain. So that's why people not value, you know, something good, you get it. So from that point, I think the AI at this virtuous level of the earth, so it is about the expand. We want our life become easier, so that so quickly you can make articles, so we don't need to write articles. Yeah. Like a chat GPT. So we can very, very easily get some job. It doesn't need to ourselves to learn. So, at the same time, we just find that, well, if we can fast to get a machine to learn, and then we can relax. But actually, and lots of people said that if the machine is so strong, we can put the soul and the memory into machine, so I can get like an immortal on my personal, there are people doing that. So their personal consciousness will live forever. That is the cost to burn out the earth resources, because to make the AI fast count. So you got to have a high power machine. Yeah. So that use enormous earth energy to make it. Our earth, you know, very important is the energy. Human is energy, and also the earth is energy. Our human come to the earth, harmonious with the earth, is partly because we resonant, and then we can gurning the earth energy, and as you know, Chinese called the qi. So we burn in the qi and then become very strong, like a lot of Tibetan the monks. So their qi is so strong. So they put some white blankets in the snow mountains. They can steam them away, you know, like dry them up. That's the examination.
Wow.
For them to get very strong energy. So that really means the human can get energy from the environment or from the inside practice. And then what's one of the Earth's model is when the human consciousness and the energy getting stronger, they also can supply and then giving the cosmos energy to maintain the cosmos running.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why our human being, why need to be selfish on that level is why, and there's so much spiritual group and the spiritual master talking about the heaven and earth as one. As like you're going to the emptiness, you're emerging with the cosmos. So, but their practice is to through yourself strengthen your own power and then less use environment power. You don't burn environment. You just resonant with nature, and then you crystallize the energy within your inside, and then your consciousness and then your meridian is much more open. Like last time we said that there's 70,000, the meridians and millions of meridians. So those meridians, it's almost like breathing, absorbing the cosmos energy, and then they restore and then to give. So therefore, and then the earth with a large, if earth human understand the practice so important, so they can increasing and total human energy to enhance the earth's energy harmonious to be able to support the cosmos running.
Yeah,
the cosmos and the ecosystem, the whole cosmos system to run. So that's why it is also Earth connecting with the other planet. There's a family need support to each other. So if you will understand that, so they are cross boundary and their spiritual group, they're doing that. But through their self-discipline, self-cultivation, and less burning the nature, less burning the Earth's resources, and then go through the highest dimension, and then uplifting the Earth's energy and the cosmos energy. That's called cross boundary of the. But AI is also almost above the cross boundary. The cross boundary, our flesh human body and artificial intelligence. Because why people born that? That because there's that we need to find out the original thought. No, the original thought. One is that they think AI is going to serve human beings. So they can make the machine to do the work. A human being doesn't need to do it. So that's why they on one levels to encourage the human's desire. I want to learn more, but I were doing less.
Yes.
And also encourage the human laziness. So that,
yes.
Therefore, but the cost is to use burn out the environment, our living other ecosystem, love our human being, the simplicity and the truth nature ecosystem with our inside. So that's cost a lot. So that therefore, there's many people already aware that. So the Avatar and the Matrix and the Star Wars, they all start warning the people. So the AI and the machinery development, and then the could be have that kind of result, and then cause the ecosystem collapse. So that unless there are lots of people and then cherish about the AI, said that, okay, when the AI come, so our world become our earth become a oneness because they're all connecting the ways. But actually, if we understand why the spiritual practice is oneness different from the AI oneness, we need to understand the difference. One is reducing the desire to serve and to strengthen their inner energy, but also to serve the cosmos energy through the earth getting much more harmonious. That's from spiritual development. But the AI is to expand human desire and then get human lazy and the human gets more stupid. So, because you don't need to learn machine already calculate for you. So that's why the future is the human being become a shrink. It's not a spiritual oneness. Spiritual oneness and the human being gets, you know, that gets stronger, your inner self, and then your inner soul, your development on the other, you know, dimensions, you are getting much more powerful and strong, but you keep the earth much more harmonious. Yeah. But the AI, we want to understand why I'm quite concerned about the AI. It's not because I against the technology, is because I want to drive in one sense, this cross the boundary, need to have the good heart and a very strong virtue, respect the Taoist design, and then you have a technology as AI. Oh, but yeah. If we don't have a virtue strong enough, so we cannot mastering AI.
You just answered my question. I was going to ask you, Bisong, how do we achieve balance and use AI in a good way? But there's a really good answer. We just develop our heart and keep things in a good balance that way. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it is nowadays people much more busy to doing things for the material, rather than have a time to relax, to have a stillness, to respect, and there are large kind of you know, the space, invisible life form and the light. So that's what we call the really powerful divine within our heart and also outside. So, but if we don't have this kind of leisure time to connecting our inner wisdom. So that's why our human being, that's why lots of people suffering burnout.
Yeah.
So you just doing for the material, doing and then making money and then doing eventually when the human being burn out, so the life finished. Yeah. So that's why we need to have a wisdom and then we need to ask the question. Lyle, thank you so much for your asking those very important questions. I think our human being in the crossroad.
Yeah.
We need to wake up to understand why we need to go back to Taoist society, go back to the simplicity, go back to the true nature, go back to the slow life. So the Tao Te Ching also mentioned that our country, people be relaxed, simple food, simple clothes. They are so satisfied, so kind of enjoying life. And then there's the inner richness and the inner happiness. So that is the earth meant to be. But now we try to develop and then get more and then get faster. You know, what they said, the AI technology and they're so developed so fast. Every month they are different. They change the generation.
Yes.
So that's why we need to stop to asking ourselves, what is human life? Why we want an artificial intelligence? So our intelligence, it is intelligent for what? For our design, we want to get more material for ourselves, or we want wisdom to know we are just one of the many lives, one of the part of the many lives. So we need a co-harmonious, co-existing. So that's why I just want, thank you very much. We have this kind of a discussion. I'm sure there are many people, very quiet, but they have the similar understanding as what I do. And because the lots of the Taoist master, they are quietly practiced because they are already crossed them. Lots of people that have FP, extra sensible perceptions.
Yes.
And then because our life have the big potential we can develop. We have a 95%. We haven't really opening up and then to use that.
Mm.
Our body and then we're very busy developing AI, but we even don't really know our body ourselves. It's just like a child. You don't really know yourself. You start kind of burning the fire and then try this, explode that. What's happening? So that's why I want to say that is the crossroad our human being need to wake up.
Yes.
Need to understand, to learn quite, become much more calm and quiet to connect with our inner wisdom. And then we have a potential. Because ourself can be immortal. There's not the problem. Our soul is immortal. There's no problem. Why we need AI to restore the memory? But yeah. our soul is the chief. Even we leave the body, they still exist.
Yes.
So that's is the common knowledge in China. I don't know whether it is well known in the West, but of course I'm sure that's the global wisdom within. So I hope that kind of a deep human wisdom will be waking up to be able keep the boundary and. To understand what is the earth, our human boundary is about. And then we can, I hope the earth could be upgraded into the more high dimension. So we are learning from what you mentioned, the Atlantic.
Yes. We don't want to go there again, Bisong. Been there, done that. Yeah.
You have a much more insight about the Atlantic the stories. I hope sometimes one day you could share that insight much more.
Oh, I will absolutely. But I think you've really covered the essential points about that time that we really got out of balance in ourselves and we're creating technology for human greed rather than to help us advance as good beings. And I'm just really hoping that we are smart enough now to move past that, and do what you said. You use technology to make our lives simpler and better and not looking outside of ourselves. That's the real issue, I think. Yeah, right.
Yes, we're not to use technology to replace our human being. And the soul experience or our physical experience, because we need that experience to be able to develop into very wise species in the cosmos.
Yes.
So that was the whole purpose for the Earth. Earth is a training ground, so we need to get our lessons correct this time.
Yeah.
Right.
For example, I can see that the artificial intelligence you and I are using right now to communicate I think this is really a good use of artificial intelligence, that we can communicate with the planet better. But, you know, if we're doing it to replace our inner, then I think we've lost the point, you know.
Yeah, our human being want to have a long life. Actually, I'm much more cheerful we have a short life, because when we have a short life, we have a much more chance. Each life we focus to learn something more.
Yeah.
And that is another topic which people don't understand. How can you imagine if your biker asks you're landing on the earth, but if you're living for 1,000 years, you're beggar for 1,000 years, so that's no good. So that's why you have 80 years, 100 years, and then later on, you next time you reincarnate and learn to be a king and queen. So you have a different perceptions and different rule to learn. So you get the whole vision about the highest life, highest the human being in the, so that's why people have much more heart to understand the other people, who they are. So that's why short life have their strength.
Absolutely. Much, yes, I agree. As you say, being stuck in one role for 1,000 years, much variation, much better. I agree.
So that's how the Earth design is a profound, faster change for us to learn.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's why lots of people said, "Wow, you know, because your thought happened, and then you learn something else, and then you felt. If you realize that you're quickly correct, so and then you find that you're much much faster and better. So that's great life." So why we not cherish that great opportunity to be a human being, to learn, rather than to rely on the machine, and then we get more lazy and stupid. So that's why I hope people will very positively to face that the short life, and then because majority of people don't really know we can reincarnate, and maybe not really know our soul, and there's all most of the time existing, they carried our each life memory, so be able to learn more from different angles of the earth and then human life. So that's why to be able to have a spiritual practice and then learning to be much more wise is essential.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I think we are covered quite a lot. I hope.
Bisong, thank you so much. It's we've got a lot to take on board there. So thank you so much for your wisdom, and yes, we can talk about Atlantis and that another time, but I think we've really covered this well, and thank you for this time, Bisong, and we'll see you again and in another podcast before long.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye.